A new national survey of museums suggests that many worry they won't survive the coronavirus pandemic. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll checked in with some Pittsburgh area museums.
It's a Friday morning at Heinz History Center. This affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution houses everything from old roller coaster cars from Kennywood to an exhibit on the French and Indian War. Visitors include Dave Smirsky from Hampton Township.
I like the Sports Museum a lot. The Mr. Rogers area was nice, and just some of the old things. And I remember as a kid, old barber chairs.
Like every other museum, the History Center shut down in March because of the pandemic. Like many, it had to furlough staff. But now, along with many other area museums, it's open again, with new procedures to stem the spread of the virus, like mandatory masking. Smirsky appreciates the precautions.
We wore our masks, we stayed out, kept our distance. There's not that crowded here, so it's not a problem.
But while being not crowded is great if you're a museum patron trying to stay safe, it's maybe less great if you're that museum itself, struggling to keep the lights on. State rules limit museums to one-half capacity during the pandemic. But so far, the History Center hasn't had to worry about those restrictions. Its Strip District facility and its Fort Pitt Museum in Point State Park have been welcoming just one-fifth of the guests typical to this time of year. Attendance matters because earned revenue, such as admissions and gift shop sales, account for about 30% of the museum's income. Earnings also include rentals for events like weddings, says History Center President and CEO Andy Masick.
Those revenues are non-existent now. So that's creating a real problem for nonprofits across the nation.
In a national survey of 760 American cultural facilities conducted in June, one out of every three said it felt itself on shaky ground during the pandemic. And of those, half said they faced a significant risk of closing by fall 2021. The survey was conducted by the American Alliance of Museums. A majority of institutions surveyed said they expected operating revenue this year to drop by at least 20%. More than half said they had no more than 6 months of operating revenue left in their coffers. Again, the History Center's Masick.
We have just about run out of any kind of reserve funds that we have.
A couple caveats. Half the museums in this survey had operating expenses of $500,000 or less, a fraction of the budgets of Pittsburgh's big museums. Larger museums are more likely to have resources to help them survive. For instance, the four Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh are also facing low attendance and depend on earned income even more than does the History Center. But the Carnegie drew on its substantial endowment to help during the crisis. Still, there's a big irony here. In normal times, conventional wisdom holds that earning more income is good for nonprofit groups, that it's undesirable to rely too heavily on philanthropy. During a pandemic, by contrast, business models based on donations can seem preferable. Janice Burley Wilson is executive director of the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. The center remains closed, but when it is open, entry is free, she says.
We aren't losing the revenue on a day-to-day basis that a lot of our colleagues or partner institutions are losing because they charge admission.
Admission is also free at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art in Greensburg. The Westmoreland reopened last week. Director Ann Craybill says area philanthropies have helped out, too.
The foundations here have come together in such a united way, and they recognize that the arts are essential.
The R.K. Mellon Foundation, for example, has given more than $1 million in pandemic-related grants to area cultural institutions, including $200,000 to the Westmoreland. In fact, all the museums interviewed for this story expect to survive, but they also expect to struggle with potential cuts in staff or programming. Again, the History Center's Masick.
It's not going to be the same History Center that we've known in the past.
But just how different things will look is a question that can only be answered in the future. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.